Dog Lived by Troll Doll. Read by Daniela Accitelli. It was coming. Lily's piercing scream echoed through the 10th floor apartment, rattling the blinds and shaking the ornaments. Or was it just the underground train that barged unapologetically beneath the building's foundations a million times a day, never letting up, even during the night? Perhaps the booming thunderstorm outside her apartment windows, which had been brewing all afternoon like some dark portent, finally unleashing itself on this grimy evening. It felt like she was doing it, and by God, she could have. The pain was stabbing quicker than ever, severing, ripping, beyond anything she had ever imagined. She couldn't have made it to the hospital even if she'd had enough notice. She had only just had enough strength to get to the bedside phone and dial before the tearing agony had felled her. Her body couldn't take this. How was this natural? No way. What had the operator said? 40 minutes? 40 goddamn fucking minutes? There are delays on the roads, she'd said. A storm drain had burst and the main highway had flooded within a couple of hours of this monstrous downpour. She could hear the cascading rain threatening to drown her now. Somewhere in the background, a cacophonic orchestra played, composed of thunder, lashing rain, and female screams of agony, punctuated by loud electric fizzles as the bedside light dimmed at every flash of lightning which streaked past her window. "Oh, fuck!" she yelled as she exhaled what seemed like her entire life force from her body. Why was this happening to her? To this day, she couldn't fathom it. She didn't tell anyone, not even her doctor when he'd informed her in his clinically cold tone. "You're pregnant, Miss Ardat," Dr. Ramos told the 24-year-old. It didn't register at first. She had to get him to repeat it. What the actual fuck? Lily had thought as she sat on the hard plastic chair in the doc's office. She'd only gone in about her sleep deprivation. No way could she be pregnant. She hadn't had a relationship in over a year. No male part had been near her in 14 long, dry months. If only. She tried to remember, racked her brains, in case she'd conveniently forgotten some drunken fumble in the last 6 months. None came to mind because it never happened. What was this, the Immaculate Conception? She asked him again, hoping against hope for a different answer. She'd settle for a gotcha moment right now, but his serious face never broke into a smile as she'd wanted. Are you sure? Because my cycle is like clockwork, and right now it's normal, she said almost under her breath, like it was some dark secret. Unless you have two hearts, then the sounds I can hear are definitely a fetal heartbeat. The urine sample you submitted last week also confirms it. So congratulations. We'll organize a scan for next week, but you're about 6 months along, like I said.
Congratulations? No! No! This was definitely not a congratulations moment.
His final words echoed in her head as she headed along the sterile corridor, past the coughing, wheezing, and infectious waiting room patrons. You've passed the 24-week gestation period, Miss Ardat, so a termination is out of the question. All the way home, she fought her brain. On the train, she tunneled into her memories, trying desperately to figure this out. It felt like her head had a locked file she had lost the password to. The answer was there, but she just couldn't access the information. How many nights out had she had in the last 6 months? Money had been tight recently, so there'd not been many. There was last week with... No, too late. Think back, she thought to herself. When was Susie's birthday party? That must have been around that time. Had some guy spiked her drink and taken her off to a room upstairs? You hear about that all the time, and the girls never even know. Steve Owens had been staring at her all night, just standing in the corner by himself and staring at her with those squinty eyes. Oh, God, please, no, don't let it be him. Lily burst into her cozy little apartment without stopping to close the door and ran straight to her laptop. Come on, come on. The old laptop took an age to boot up. She scrolled through the files to her diary and counted back the weeks to Susie's party. 18 weeks. Damn, she whispered. At least if it had corresponded with Susie's party, she'd have a suspect. She continued backwards through her diary until she reached the entry that sent a freezing tingle down her backbone. That night. That night was 6 months ago. What was she thinking? How could it have been that? It wasn't even real. She thought about someone drugging her somehow. Was the dream just her during a drugged state? Maybe Steve had followed her home from the party. No, that wasn't until later. She shook her head. A drink. That was the most reasonable thing to do right now. Lily headed into the kitchen, found a half-empty bottle of cheap vodka, and poured herself a glass. She took a mouthful and swallowed. Her mother's words echoed in her head at that moment. Alcohol never solved anything, Lily. Fuck that. You never got yourself pregnant with a ghost baby, mother. She threw back the whole glass and poured herself a top-up. Half an hour later, the bottle was dry, and Lily staggered into her bedroom. She slumped onto the bed and her comfortable duvet and slipped into that place between sleep and drunken unconsciousness. She woke sometime later in the dark. It was nighttime, that much she could discern. Why had she drunk so much? She didn't move, couldn't really. Just go to sleep, and perhaps it'll all be over tomorrow. She knew there'd be a day of hangover hell, but who cared right now? A noise caught her attention, and she lifted her head a little to look into the darkness. It was a noise she recognized from that night. A sound like someone or something dragging their feet over the carpet. Then the fear. It filled her body like nothing she had ever experienced before. That ice-cold fear. Paralyzing. Her body didn't move. She clasped her eyes shut. It was back. Was she dreaming again? This felt real, just like the last time. Her breathing came in short gasps as the foot scraping drew ever nearer. The cold. It was like being in a freezer. She pretended to be asleep. What else could she do? She couldn't move. She couldn't even open her mouth to scream. Then the fire on her belly. 5 fingers of intense heat burned into her. The hand of someone, something, was touching her right where the growing fetus was. It sensed she was pregnant. No, it knew she was. She thought her heart would pop out of her mouth. It was beating so rapidly. Dare she look? She had to see. She had to see if it was the same as before, like last time. She had told her friends about it when it happened, and after Googling it, had discovered something called sleep paralysis, where you are dreaming, but it feels like you are awake. That's what she thought had happened. She hadn't been able to sleep after that night. No amount of sleeping pills would send her off. That's why she'd gone to the doctor. It had been the most terrifying experience of her life. It had been so real, so damn real. And now it was happening again. She could still feel the heat of the hand on her belly as she squinted towards the figure. At first, it was just a dim outline in the darkened room. She widened her eyes to see more clearly. Then the eyes looked at her. Those black eyes. Even in the dark, she could make them out. They were black, but they seemed to glow from the shadows, staring right at her. She let out a scream.
Ah! It was coming. The thing inside her was tearing at her. This was no ordinary baby. It was too big. How could she get this out of her? She just wanted it out now. Where was that ambulance? She'd told the operator she'd left the door open for the ambulance crew to just come in. Apartment 1013.
She screamed again as a snap of thunder and a flash of lightning shook the room.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Lily begged through her tears. She could feel it pushing its way out, tearing her as it did so. Her back arched, almost lifting her off the bed. The bed sheets pulled taut in her clenched fists. It hurt her so much she was unable to make a sound anymore. Her pain threshold had been reached long ago. Now she was just numb, numb with pain and fear, alone and at the mercy of this thing inside her. She could feel another bout of pain coming fast. She panted and braced herself for another round. Then she was pushing, deep and hard. All she could think was, get it out of me. Get it out. And then relief as she felt it slide freely out. Lily's slender body relaxed. She released her grip on the crumpled duvet and sank back into its softness. Finally, it was over. A thud and a cry like never before. A vile, whistling shriek. The baby, the thing, had fallen to the floor. Slowly, Lily inched her way onto her elbows to see. Blood covered the sheets between her legs. The umbilical cord trailed over the edge to the floor. Then she saw it. First, a bob of a darkened head appeared just above the bottom of the bed. Then, slowly, more of the head. Dark, black, leathery skin. The same as the other one in her dream. Then a pair of black pupils blinked at her. The same eyes, all shiny and piercing. There was evil in those eyes. Those staring eyes sent a chill through her entire body. Lily dared not move. Two clawed hands grasped the bedsheets, and it hauled itself up with ease. This was no defenseless newborn baby. This was alert, intelligent, able to stand on its feet. Feet which bore talons like an eagle. Quick as the lightning flashing outside her window, the newborn sank its teeth into the soft flesh of her bare foot, then sat back to wait. Lily shrieked and kicked out at it, but very quickly she found herself losing movement in her limbs. Her whole body became paralyzed in seconds, just like that night. When she was helpless, the creature padded forward and, clasping Lily tight in its talons, proceeded to rip at her flesh. Lily could do nothing but let it happen. She couldn't even scream. This pain was worse than giving birth to it. It literally tore strips of flesh from her body and devoured it, licking its lips with a long, thin, serpent-like tongue. Droplets of blood patterned onto the duvet as it feasted on her creamy flesh. Very quickly, it had removed all the skin from her body. Her torso glistened red with blood. Then, a noise in the hallway and hurried feet. The creature turned to listen a moment before dashing for the window and opening it wide. A pair of leathery wings stretched out and beat, and as the door burst open, it was gone, disappearing into the rainstorm. The two male ambulance crew froze at the foot of the bed, unable to understand what they were seeing. Lily gathered her final strength on this earth and uttered, "Don't save me."